From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonso reporting. Thailand's military junta and police are speaking of significant progress in their investigation of last month's bombing of a Bangkok shrine that left 20 people dead and wounded more than 120 others. The authorities are talking about a foreign man arrested at Thailand's border with Cambodia. According to a national police lieutenant spokesman, the results from fingerprint analysis have confirmed that his fingerprints were on the bottle that contained the explosives found inside an apartment raided the past Saturday. It is confirmed that he is involved and might be the person who brought the bomb out of the room or brought to the area of the Erawan Shrine on August 17th. The top public spokesman made the announcement on a broadcast by Thailand's military junta, aired at noon Wednesday on all channels. A former Congolese rebel leader known as the Terminator has pleaded not guilty to charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Bosco Ntaganda entered his plea Wednesday on the first day of his trial at the International Criminal Court at The Hague. Prosecutors say Ntaganda is responsible for atrocities committed by his rebel group, the Union of Congolese Patriots, in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in 2002 and 2003. Gunmen wearing military uniforms kidnapped 18 Turkish workers on Wednesday in Iraq's capital. The workers are employed by the construction company Nural Insat. They are constructing a soccer stadium complex. The gunmen kidnapped the workers around 3 a.m. after knocking down doors and disarming guards. However, there's no indication of the identity of the kidnappers or their motive. VOA News.